The Tennessee Valley Sports Authority, Sports Radio 730 The Ump presents The Griff Show with Scott Griffin. Call now 1-866-485-WUMP. That's 1-866-485-9867. Now kicking your afternoon drive into high gear. Here's Griff.
Welcome back to the Griff Show. Glad you're with us. Covering the final 48 here, Bama Auburn tonight. A lot of stuff. We've got two college basketball programs in disarray. We'll get into that. We've already talked to Jake Locker of the Titans, quarterback. If you missed that, we'll get that on again for you a little bit later on. So we're rocking already if you're just now joining us. 6 minutes after the hour, Jason Marks spinning the hits for you. We open the phones 866-485-9867. And Bama Zach has called in to the Griff Show. Bama Zach, how are you?
Hi, Griff. How you doing, bud?
Doing well.
Talking about Alabama tonight, I think it's going to be – I think with Jamichael Green back, you know, and it, you know, this being senior night, it's going to be interesting. I think you mentioned how the crowd reacts to him tonight because
yeah.
I think a lot of them, you know, are going to respect, you know, what he's done while he's there, but then a lot of them are – gonna have some booze because you're gonna have some of them thinking you might have or got close to costing us a chance in the NCAA tournament by whatever you did and getting suspended. So it's gonna be interesting to see what kind of reaction he gets tonight.
Yeah, and maybe not booze, but maybe just not as many claps as you would see for, I don't know, name somebody else, a Ronald Steele or an Andrew Steele or somebody like that. You know, maybe just yeah. not as loud a clapping. You know.
Exactly. But I didn't get to see the game Saturday. I was at Wallace State watching Butler and West play. But I listened to the post game coming home, and I'm going to tell you, and I worked with Levi's dad. I think I've told you this. I told him the other day at work, listening to him on the radio, talking to Chris Stewart after the game, and yes, sir, no, sir, and just, you know, just very professional. I told him, I said, you've done a good job. I don't care how good of a basketball player he ends up being. I said, you've done a good job raising him on doing the right things. And I honestly don't think we'll ever hear anything, any problems with Levi Randolph while he's down there.
I wouldn't think so, and I wouldn't hope so. And I think Anthony Grant probably realizes the caliber of guys he has now, which is why he was so swift and I think pretty strong in his punishment of those other guys. And let's be honest, long in his punishment. I mean, you know, sit out three or four games is a long time. So I think he did not want them to fall under that. And if they were going to act like that, he was going to show the young guys and go, hey, you know, if you go that way, here's what's going to happen, you know. So
absolutely. And as far as the scholarship deal, Griff, bottom line, I know – you're on a one-year scholarship. They had been, and, you know, they get renewed, whatever, I don't know. But now being on a four-year scholarship, the thing, in my opinion, still hasn't changed. You still got to go to school. You still got to make your grades. You're still going to be disciplined. If you did something wrong, you can be dismissed from the team. Just because you got a four-year scholarship doesn't mean that if you mess up, you can't be kicked off the team.
No, yeah, you can be. You can be. Right, no, yes. Yeah. There's fail-safe things that allow, you know, still coaches to do something, you know, like that. I really don't, to be honest with you, know what the whole argument is on the four-year scholarship. Because I never dreamed it was a major problem in college athletics, that kids were getting kicked off, you know? I mean,
I didn't, but I heard – the other day, O.J. Howard, who's been an Alabama commit for a while, said he went to Auburn the other weekend, and Auburn said, we'll give you a four-year scholarship. You won't have to worry about us, you know, taking care of you, you know. And then you hear all these other schools saying, we'll give these kids four-year scholarships. And I thought it was pretty interesting to say, you know, Coach Saban said, well, now we're going to do the same thing. But
yeah, maybe he has to. Maybe it's window dressing, and you just make sure you take that element out of it. But, I mean, you know, I just can't imagine. Let's say you're talking to Reggie Ragland, who's a great player, number two linebacker in the country, blah, blah, blah. And a team, one of the sales pitches is, hey, we're going to make sure you're here for 4 years. I mean, a guy like that thinks he don't even think the possibility of failure. You know, who is thinking that way? You know?
Absolutely. So
I don't understand that whole sales pitch, you know?
Yeah, I know. So I really don't think nothing's really going to change. You're going to be held accountable if you're a 1 year or 4 year scholarship, just like we're held accountable every day at our jobs. And we're on one day contracts, aren't we, Griff? I mean, one day we're here, one day, next day we could be gone. So we have to perform every day. So just like those guys do. So to me, it's not going to be any different.
Oh, no question about it. And again, I think it's more of a story because it's Alabama, A, and B, they do what everybody else is doing. But I agree with you. And in reality, we're not even going to remember this rule in 2 years. You know what I mean? Or a year from now. So.
Absolutely not. Have a good one, bud.
Thank you. We appreciate your call, Bama Zach. 866-485-9867. 866-485-WUMP to get in on the Griff Show. What Bama Zach was talking about was a little bit of the 4-year scholarship rule by Nick Saban. Alabama is going to start offering that themselves. We're hoping to get Wes Bunting on. I'm trying to reach him now of the Combine. Who is scheduled to be on, but we have not communicated lately. But we will get somebody on with the Combine news as soon as possible. So I know we talked about that, and we hope to get that as soon as possible. So we'll work on that. The Griff Show will be going to the game tonight. We'll have more on that as we go, more Anthony Grant as well. Let's go to Gary, who's in Hartsel. Gary, the legal counsel for the Griff Show when they're in trouble and in court. For Jason Marks and Scott Griffin. Gary?
The four-year thing is just driving me crazy because it's such a fluff and puff. You know, there's
and
all
it doesn't
these
mean anything, does it? I mean, what does it mean?
It means nothing. You know, you've got kids. I've got kids. I've gone to college and I've gotten scholarships. And they say you've got to keep a 3.25. You've got to not get in trouble, you know, with the law. You've got to, you know, follow the honor code. Is the same thing. It'd be kind of like your boss walking out and saying, from now on, to East Chest, I'm going to offer a 1-year contract to all of my sports show hosts. And then 15 pages of, if I do that, I get fired. If I do that, I get fired. Nothing changed.
Right. I mean, there's still ways to get out of the deal, so to speak.
And my problem is this. We've all been involved with some of this, for, you know, in the background. Part of this is trying to tell the parents, look, you know, little Ontario DeWilliams from, you know, Ardmore, Tennessee, we promise they'll get an education for 4 years.
Yeah.
So sign the papers and let them come down here. And that's what kind of gets me sideways and kind of feel dirty about it. Because you're going to the parents now going, oh, no. This is a 4-year deal. What if he flunks out? Well, then he flunks out. What if he, you know, breaks a leg? Well, that's different. What if, he gets busted with...
If he breaks a leg, let's stop at that one. If he breaks a leg, they can still move him, and let's say he can't play anymore. They could move him to a medical scholarship, and his scholarship doesn't count anyway, which Nick Saban has done. So you still got your scholarship, so, I mean, nothing changes even there.
And that's why I get really, really upset about, you know, Saban coming out and saying this, because, of course, the guy has got some really, really good lawyers, obviously, who've gone through these rules, and he's going to be able to go and have his coaches go out and say, look, we can give this guy a 4-year scholarship. Well, other schools are going to say, well, you know, we do 1 year because that's your policy. And no offense to policy. What is policy, Scott? Policy is fluff.
Yes.
And so they'll move on down the road, and they'll say, okay, well, you know, Ontario, you played good for 2 years, you flunked out, and we're sorry, but the last 2 years are void. Well, I didn't sign that. Yeah, you did. Subchapter 3, Part 14.
Right.
And that's just why I know the media's got to do this. I know they got to make a living. But this is not making Nick Saban a good guy. He acts like it's going to make him a good guy, but he's not.
Do you think it's a bad, or it has a smell towards Nick Saban?
Yes, I do.
Is that what you're saying? Why, but because he's, what, didn't like the four-year rule?
He's playing fast and loose. Who was the guy
But I think, you know, do you not agree that he almost had to do this just to, for anybody that even had that thought, that, you know, you got to keep up with the Joneses and go, okay, yours is four-year, too.
Well, Chizik did that, and that's what started all this mess.
I know, but, I mean, let's be honest. If Gary from Hartsell is a top-10 player in the state, you don't go to college and go, what if I screw up? Am I going to get the 4 years? That's not even your thought process. You think you're going to go start and be there within 2 years, right? I mean, do you think D-liner, Muscle Shoals, number one recruit in the state next year, is worried about 4 years from now? Or do you think he thinks he's really good and it's not a problem?
You know, getting the program and be taken care of and all that mess. Oh, Lord. You're right, Scott. So
I don't even see why this would even be a recruiting ploy for anybody, because what kid thinks, I really need security because I might screw up, I'm not that good? That's not even in their thought.
No, Scott, this is where you're missing this point. Because when that coach walks in to mama and daddy, or stepmama, stepdaddy, or whoever baby mama's it is, and says, it's a four-year deal. But right now, Ole Miss is going to offer a one-year deal, and so they change their policy. Oh, so Ole Miss is going to just 1 year, but Alabama's promising 4 years? Hey, hey, hey. Mamas, daddies don't think that way.
You're right. I mean, that's a great point. You're selling. Maybe this is for the parents. Regardless of what Junior does, Junior has a four-year deal here. His college is paid for. You're probably right.
And they don't ask about the fine print if he gets a DUI or gets caught with pot.
No, you don't even bring it up. You don't bring that up.
So it's a sales
Junior,
job,
because Junior's not going to get in trouble, right?
Because we all love Junior.
Right. He's not going. Right. He's in.
He's going to, you know, play pro ball and be great.
Yeah.
And
absolutely.
So I guess that's why I got really upset when I read that today and heard it. It makes no sense except to do what we all want to do sometimes when we're selling, which makes mom and daddy not ask that question. And I guess that's what gets me upset. And, Scott, you know, as always, I love you.
I know. Well, we'll need you in court one day, probably. I'm glad
you
did.
All right. Be good.
Thank you. That is Gary and Hartsell, the official legal counsel of Jason Martin, Scott Griffin, here on The Griff Show. Jason, you don't have a problem with him being your legal counsel, do you? If you ever need that. You do have a big problem with that.
Yeah, I would be in jail probably and never see the light of day. Yeah.
Wasn't there a guy named Jason that worked here? He's been in jail last I heard. I haven't heard from him. Yeah, one of those things. 19 minutes after the hour, we will take a break. Come back, open phone line segment 866-485-WUMP. We're trying to reach some people on Mississippi State's problems. Oh, you don't know what I'm talking about? Well, then you need to stick around, because Mississippi State and UCLA have got some major problems on their basketball team. We'll talk about it when we return.
The Griff Show.
Welcome back to the Griff Show. We're glad you're with us here on a rainy, well, maybe not rainy. It kind of looks like it's going to rain, though. Wednesday of the Final 48, Alabama and Auburn tonight. Jake Locker's already been on this program, Titans quarterback. Heard from Madison Academy. We'll hear more from them in a few minutes. Anthony Grant, much more. This just in on the Griff Show Hot Wire. Hot. CSS will televise the 2012 A-Day Spring Football Game on April 14th. CSS carrying it live. Of course, the normal suspects will be doing it. Chris Stewart, Tyler Watts will call the action from the booth. Tom Roberts will be the sideline reporter for CSS, the A-Day, of course, the 15th and final practice of the spring. It's a 2 o'clock kick. Admission, of course, free. to the A-Day game. The last 5 years, how many fans would you guess Alabama has garnered for the A-Day, Mr. Marks? Total fans, not per outing, but total fans in 5 years of spring A-Day action.
I'm going to go about 500,000.
Oh, that would be, no, that's 100,000 people. I didn't even seat that till now. But you're close, 438,000. That's an average of 87.
Just a little over.
Yeah, 87,000 average. Is that insane for spring game over 5 years? 5 years, my friend. Spring practice right around the corner, Mr. Marks. I know you're probably thinking about cutting grass, but Friday, March 9th, spring practice begins. It seems like we just ended. In fact, I guess, looking at that date, it was only 2 months before that they were playing a football game in Nolens, winning a title.
Yeah, it seems it's all starting over again. We went through, it was the BCS madness and then the recruiting madness, and then, of course, you're going to have your spring practice.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy? And then you have what, April 15th, May, June, July, basically 3.5 months before you get to August. So, yeah, you have winter conditioning, but how much can they do in 2 months? That's not a heck of a lot of time there. I think the summer conditioning is even bigger. But in any event, it'll be on CSS. Mr. Marcello, Brandon Marcello of Mississippi State, will join us in the 5 o'clock hour here on the Griff Show. Here's why. This is on websites here. Mississippi State, as you know, has lost 5 games in a row. Heartbreaking loss to Kentucky last week, right? Very tough loss. Then they come to Alabama with all that rest, and Alabama winning a tough road game against Arkansas, coming back with very little rest, having to play them on Saturday, and then just spanking the living daylights out of them, even with Huntsville's Trevor Lacy going out early with an injury. And Jamichael Green really not playing a lot in that game. Spanking them. Not even close. Now, they're in a tie for 7th in the SEC. 7th. And an at-large bid looks like it's out there in the ocean floating around somewhere. So instead of coming together for a stretch run, Mississippi State has cracked, snap, crackle, pop, like the old Rice Krispies. That's what they've done. Brad Locke, according to the Northeast Mississippi Daily Journal, says there's not a lot of optimism. Arnett Moultrie, double-double freak for the Mississippi State Bulldogs, says it shouldn't have went this far. 5-game losing streak's unheard of in basketball at any level when you have this talent. Now, what's the struggles? They asked Moultrie and DeBost, senior guard. No cohesion, no chemistry, no sense of team. That's not what Rick Stansberry wants to hear. That's not what the Mississippi State administration wants to hear. And it's certainly not what Mississippi State fans in our area want to hear. Bost, who is the team leader, says, I say what I say. It might go in one ear and out the other. We're grown men. Moultrie says everybody has their agenda. People aren't working hard enough to back up the talk. Now, Rick Stansberry is saying a completely different thing. He says the locker room's fine. He said there is some finger-pointing going on, but you got to stay together. You win and lose together. The players are talking. The coach says everything is fine. Well, they got to get something done. They got South Carolina, then Arkansas at home this weekend. If they win those, they'll be back to 500. They'll have a little momentum. So all hope is not lost. But right now, it's not good. You're not playing good at the end of the year, and now people are pointing fingers. Now, when Arnett Moultrie was asked what the team had to do and if they had what it takes to make a run for an at-large bid, he said, maybe not. Probably not. So Mississippi State's own players are writing themselves off. Point blank asks, can they make a run? Probably not. Maybe your best player, certainly one of your best players, is saying probably not on getting it together. Wow. You got some issues on your team. You've got issues on your team. If that was Alabama, Anthony Grant might be suspending that kid for saying that. So Rick Stansberry's got problems in the locker room and doing nothing. Anthony Grant cleaned his crew up in a hurry. Now you see Tony Barbee trying to do the same thing at Auburn. Mississippi State's best players going, nah, we probably don't have what it takes. Wow. 866-485-9867. 866-485-WUMP. Now you see why Anthony Grant did the things he did? That kind of stuff. Guy that leads the conference in double-doubles is going, nah, we don't have what it takes to get the tournament. Really? It's over with already? Brandon Marcello will be along in 30 minutes to discuss this very thing. Should be interesting. If you have thoughts on it, 866-485-9867. Ah, but you think things are bad at Mississippi State? Wait till you read Sports Illustrated coming out this week on UCLA's basketball team. Oh, yeah, the UCLA that gave us the incredible John Wooden. Yeah, that UCLA, that Titletown, you know, even their current coach, Ben Howland, has been to a Final Four. Yeah, what's going on there? Well, according to Sports Illustrated's George Dorman, not a lot that's good. Not a lot. Saying that there's a lack of control and discipline by the head coach Ben Howland, the same guy that's been to a Final Four. There is widespread drinking and drug use among UCLA players, including one story of three players going to a rave on New Year's Eve after specifically being asked not to go out, using ecstasy, partying until 5 a.m., and still bragging about feeling the effects of the drugs at practice the next morning. Then there's the player that was kicked off December 9th, Reeves Nelson, a kid out of California who's supposed to bring toughness to UCLA. Here's what he did. According to George Dorman of Sports Illustrated on UCLA basketball, Reeves Nelson urinated on Tyler Honeycutt's clothes, flipped his bed over, purposely pulled down on James Keefe's left arm. This is a left arm that had just been repaired by surgery. He fell on Alex Shrimp's back with a hard foul, injuring him for several months. He berated Matt Carlino, called him concussion boy, to the point where Carlino transferred to BYU. He is constantly talking back, yelling at assistant coaches. And then he fought teammates Mike Moser and Drew Gordon on multiple occasions. They said Howland has not much contact with his team outside games and practices. Constantly talks down to his assistants. And this Nelson guy that did all those things I just mentioned wasn't punished for several of his actions. Let go to run basically amok until they finally kicked him off the team December 9th. Now, this is the team that went to three straight Final Fours, 2006, 2007, 2008. And they've gone downhill ever since. This is the team that gave us Russell Westbrook, Jordan Farmer, Josh Shipp, real good recruits. Now they got guys fighting with teammates, urinating on teammates, injuring teammates, and the coach is barely showing up at practices and has no contact with the team hardly. This is not good for UCLA. And this is the coach they thought was the one that's going to bring UCLA back to glory. Three straight Final Fours, everything looked good. We're back finally. John Wooden, we finally have somebody that's put consistent seasons together. John Wooden would be rolling over in his grave with this stuff. So Ben Howland has lost control. According to George Dorman of Sports Illustrated, that will be out in this week's edition of Sports Illustrated. Wow. 866-485-9867. So it could be worse, Mississippi State. Besides your best player saying, nah, we're probably not going to make the tournament. You could be UCLA, where your coach doesn't understand what's going on. Amazing. 866-485-9867. 866-485-WUMP to get in on the Griff Show. Wow. Two name programs basically in disarray. Here's a program at high school that's not in disarray. Madison Academy. Girls, boys, small school, doesn't matter. Excellent in sports. State championship in football. And then are battling for it. Then the girls and boys teams in the Final Four again in basketball. Losing today to the same school. Greensboro boys winning 60-56. Greensboro girls winning over Madison Academy 58-56. Khadijah Williams hit a pair of free throws with 5 seconds left as number one Greensboro thwarted a furious Madison Academy comeback. 58-56 in the Class 3A girls semifinal. Number six Madison Academy season over at 23-11. We had a chance to speak with them after their game. Madison Academy, of course, their excellent coach, Brian Privett, from ARAB, played at ARAB. Now the coach there had this to say to me after the game earlier today in Birmingham.
We're talking with Coach Brian Privett here of Madison Academy. Tough loss for you today. That second quarter, just killer. Like you said, 20 points in a quarter is a lot in girls basketball.
Sure. And that's just something we don't do. Our goal is to hold a team under 11 or under. And we did that in the first quarter, even though we weren't scoring a whole lot. You know, the first quarter score 11 to 10. And so give up 20 points, just can't do that against a quick team like that. When you're passing the ball to the wrong guys and they're going to shoot layups on the other end, it's going to be at a disadvantage.
But, you know, to have the years you look back, it's going to be a good year. You know, I mean, it sounds easy to say now, but you were saying seven kids – not on this team from last year. So to get back here is really a great season.
Oh, absolutely. And that, obviously, Lydia is a big part of that. You know, she really hadn't put up these kind of numbers all season, but it's just a testimony to how she prepared her other players to be ready for moments like these. And you know, we missed some shots we normally hit, and they're a little bit out of rhythm, and that's to Greensboro's credit. You know, I'm just proud of the girls' great season to come in here 22-10 and be in the Final Four, have a chance to get in the state championship, and these young girls experience that. I mean, it's invaluable to them. You know, I pray for them as they recover from the loss. They see the value in it.
29 points, 11 rebounds for her. She was fantastic, but almost to the point of everybody starts looking for her again, and the rest of the team 9 for 33. I know that's not normal for your team, and she is the leader, but that had a lot to do with it.
Right. Well, I think the atmosphere does have a little something to do with that, with your shooters and that kind of thing. But Greensboro did such a good job defensively early on before they even started chasing Lydia as much that the shots we were taking were just just a little half step different. They were just a little. Rhythm, and we really talk about good passes, you know, equal good shots, and so we're just a little bit out of that, and you can't do that and give up 20 points in a quarter, and just really puts you in a tough situation. But I mean, the girls had the opportunity to just give in,
yeah,
and go to the house and say, oh, they're just gonna hit the free throws and be done, and. You know, our heart, we just didn't do that. We played with a lot of heart, battled back in, and gave ourselves a chance right there at the end.
That's a testimony, I think, to the success of this program, don't you think? I mean, you expect to be in it to the end.
Yeah, I think there's that expectation there. You know, you worry about that a little bit because you don't want your girls to feel like if you don't win a state championship, all the investment and time you put into each other in the season wasn't worthwhile. But at the same time, we do set a high standard for maxing out your potential. If maxing out your potential is being in the Final Four, if it's getting beaten in the area tournament, or it's winning a state championship, you max out your potential and trust the results.
Finally, just a thought on Lydia, since she's going to Samford playing for Mike Morris. Excellent program. I think she'll be a really good player for them.
I think Samford will be a great fit. Coach Morris obviously does a great job, and this is impressive offense he runs. Lydia's just so basketball savvy. It's going to be great for her and great for him. He's going to love coaching her, and she's just a warrior on and off the floor. And obviously a sad day for me to see her see her going out from basketball. But the girls, I think, really, you know, Sierra stated it, just wanted to get back here for Lydia and what she's done for the teams.
Congratulations on another good year.
Thank you.
All right. That is the head coach, Brian Privett, of the Madison Academy girls. They lose today 58-56 earlier today at the Birmingham Jefferson Civic Center in the Final 48. This is the Griff Show. Scott Griffin here. We'll break 19 minutes till top of the hour. Come back. Your phone calls are welcome. 866-485-9867 on the Griff Show. Come on.
The Griff Show.
Welcome back to the Griff Show. We're glad you're with us here on the program. Had a chance to catch up,
Grant,
with Anthony Grant, the head coach of the Crimson Tide.
Thought you were going to do a remix there for a second.
Yeah, I'm just trying to play with my machine here. I apologize, but we do have a chance. We got an exclusive interview with Anthony Grant, the head coach of the Crimson Tide. He had these thoughts today at the high school championships in Birmingham before playing Auburn tonight. Here's a listen.
If you wanted to. Talking with Anthony Grant, talk about tonight's game. The importance, obviously, trying to get that top four so you can get a bye is huge, besides it being a big rival.
Well, obviously, the first thing is it's our next game, so it's the biggest game on our schedule, and obviously, it's Auburn. So, obviously, when we play each other, there's always an intense battle, but there's certainly other things that are looming. We're in a position where we can control our own destiny, so we got to take care of ourselves, and it starts tonight.
I think with all the stuff that's gone on, you've lengthened your bench, hadn't you? It's been a little bit of a blessing with the suspensions and stuff that you've kind of found some guys that can play.
Well, you know, we've had some guys that have had opportunities that hadn't had opportunities before, and they've stepped up. I think as a team, we've gotten better, and that's what you want to see at the end of the year. You want to see your guys improve. So I think right now we're probably playing our best basketball of the year, and that needs to continue as we go forward.
The confidence and the quality of shots has been great the last couple of games.
Well, I think obviously winning helps build the confidence. And I think with every game, as we have success, as individuals have success, our confidence grows.
Trevor not playing tonight, any guesses to Saturday? Or I know you'd probably like to have him wait till next week's tournament.
Well, we haven't made any decisions as of yet, so we'll see what happens. But you know, I think we're progressing nicely.
Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
That is Anthony Grant right here on the Griff Show, live and exclusive from
the Griff Show.
The
Griff Show.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of loud in there on the floor, you know. Can you imagine? You heard the music in the background, of course. It's
yeah,
high
I heard
school
Lenny and, Kravitz in the background.
Yeah. We're jamming it up at the BJCC. Speaking of which, yes, Lenny Kravitz is great. I love Lenny Kravitz. But I've got to tell you, during some of the timeouts, they have the most eclectic music I've ever heard. They actually played Ring of Fire by Johnny Cash. And you're not going to believe this one, Jason, or anybody listening in. At one point during the Madison Academy girls, I think, during a timeout, Neil Diamond, America.
Oh, I thought you were going to go with Sweet Caroline.
Can you believe that? Neil Diamond at a high school basketball tournament. And Johnny Cash.
No, Johnny Cash, I can, you know. I
Ring
can
of Fire at a high school tournament? Come on.
Well, I mean, if I was a 17-year-old kid, I'd be going, oh, what are you doing?
Well, that's what I'm saying. About how many people even our age are sitting there going, Johnny Cash, cool. Not me.
How dare you say that way to the men in black?
Well, I mean, you know, blasphemy. Come on. You've got no Johnny Cash in your car driving home.
I have a Johnny Cash CD.
You do not.
I do, I swear.
Yeah,
Ring of Fire, Folsom
Prison. It's unopened.
Folsom Prison Blues and A Boy Named Sue.
But you're not listening to that on a consistent basis. You're an old soul, but you're not listening to that on a consistent basis.
Well, maybe not on a consistent basis, but I have it in my collection.
All right. I just thought it was odd. Maybe it's not. Certainly you would agree that Neil Diamond is odd. Oh, man. This is what the Griff Show does. We get out and we cover stuff for you, all right? And I apologize right now that we're not going to be able to get probably Lee Huntsville tomorrow because they're 1:30. We got a show. If I had the equipment, I would do the show from courtside. You want to hear some music and loud screaming? I'm sure I'd be interrupting the games, though, with my show being done from courtside. But tomorrow, Lee Huntsville Faith Academy in the 5A battles. Brewer and Faith Academy in the girls. Faith Academy, another one of those schools with both of them there. Going on, coming up at about an hour 10, the girls' Good Hope and Delusia happening. Of course, Bob Jones' girls play Davidson. That's when? Tomorrow is Thursday. That's Friday at 12 o'clock. We'll be covering that for you. And then also the Hazel Green boys against Murphy. That'll be later on in the evening at the Birmingham Jefferson Civic Center. So the Madison Academy girls and boys out, but, you know, had good years. Had good years. We've got a loaded show right here. 866-485-986. Not that it's over. Not that it's over. 866-485-9867 to get on the Griff Show. Now Anthony Grant, Jake Locker, Titans quarterback. If you missed it, we'll get those on for you again as we go along. But we do have an open phone segments right now for you. And very interesting. I'm sitting here just kind of perusing this Sports Illustrated article in this UCLA deal. And it is quite harrowing. Quite harrowing for UCLA. And this Reeves Nelson guy, is trouble, and they got rid of him finally December 9th. Fights, drug use, drinking. UCLA, who'd been to three straight Final Fours, not looking good right now for what they got going on. Mississippi State falling apart, perhaps. We'll talk to Brandon Marcello, top of the hour, on Bulldogs troubles. Guys like Arnett Moultrie saying, nah, maybe not, probably not. We're not making a run for the tournament. That's not good. I know we have a lot of Mississippi State fans in our area. A lot of you state engineers. That's not good when you're arguably the best player, certainly one of your best inside players, Arnett Moultrie, king of the double-doubles, is saying you're probably not making an NCAA run. Five straight losses for Mississippi State. Yeah, and then they got South Carolina. If they lose this week in the middle of the week, South Carolina? Alabama lost there. Bama takes on Auburn tonight as well. We've talked about that, and you just heard from Anthony Grant, too. What happens for them is a win over Auburn, who, by the way, has a couple of suspended players themselves. And Alabama beat them by, what, 18 earlier, 17 or 18, spanking February 7th. Alabama wins tonight. LSU takes care of Tennessee. And Alabama, I think, if my numbers are correct, automatic bye for the SEC tournament. Tennessee's played great in the SEC. Quanzo Martin's done a fantastic job. But they got LSU tonight, who's playing as good as anybody in the conference right now, not named Kentucky or Alabama. So that'll be a good game tonight. We'll know a lot tomorrow here on the Griff Show as far as all those things concerned and how it shakes out. And I think it's important for Alabama. because Trevor Lacy, I think, is obviously important to this team, the freshman. And but I don't want to see him. I don't want to see him on the court anymore. I don't want to see him like last week when Trevor Relaford was late, and those kind of things, and didn't make it on the floor. And Trevor Lacy has to go at it, and then hurts his ankle again just on a regular cut. So I don't want to see. I want to see Bama clinch. For Bama fans' sake, and then rest until the SEC tournament. We got breaking news from where, Jason?
We got some breaking news out of the NFL. According to ESPN, the Steelers will release wide receiver Hines Ward, franchise leader with 1,000 catches and 12,083 receiving yards.
Yeah, that was kind of expected, sad to say. Kind of expected. He was a fourth or fifth receiver, and you know, the most you usually do is four wide receiver sets, mainly three. He still wants to play. Still wants to play. And maybe he could. I mean, you know, I think he's good enough to go to a team and be a third guy. Help us. It's going to be weird seeing him in a not in a Pittsburgh uniform, though. So that will indeed be strange.
Yeah, hey, I'm let's hear sure from the Jets will pick him up.
Yeah. They get other retreads, I guess.
And I say that with sarcasm, of course.
John Jenkins had some threes last night. Vandy beats Florida. Final home game for several guys. Brad Tinsley, Festus Azili, John Jenkins. Let's hear from John Jenkins. It was an emotional moment for those guys last night. A very special night. And not only for senior night, but also just to get a good win over a good team. Florida was playing well. Vanderbilt beats them by 10. Florida number 16. Jenkins, six threes, 22 points on senior night. Could not have gone better for him.
It was a special night. We wanted to send the seniors out on a good note and just to beat Florida, because we haven't beat them in like four or five times. So it was a special night to go to home, the last game for our seniors.
Absolutely. Now, what does this do for the team's confidence? You know, we're getting close to SEC tournament time. This team, you could make the argument they've kind of underachieved, couldn't you? With four seniors and a junior starting, and they came back from the NBA draft to make this run, and they've won 21 games, but, you know, they've looked really good at times, and then other times they haven't. So I think beating Florida was a huge boost for this team. Here's John Jenkins.
I think it's huge for our confidence going forward. We have a big game against Tennessee Saturday that we cannot lose focus on, but winning this game is definitely huge for our confidence, and we'll probably support again in the tournament, and when we do, it's going to be another great game.
Yeah, so there's Vandy winning last night. They get a lot of rest. Tennessee ends it up. We don't know if there'll be a lot of meaning to that game or not, depending on what Alabama and Tennessee do tonight and LSU, but there could be a lot of meaning to that. But they get a lot of rest, play Tennessee, and then get a lot of rest heading to the SEC tournament. That might be a dangerous team, again, to look out for in the Vanderbilt Commodores. Hey, let me tell you about First Family Mortgage, 425-0105. The folks over there ready to take your call. If you can't call now, remember that number, 425-0105, because guess what? They're going to be there till 9 o'clock tonight. So if you need to call after a meeting or after eating or getting the kids' homework done or whatever you got to do, then you can call after the fact and check on your mortgage and perhaps save tens of thousands of dollars, or free up $500-$600 a month, monthly cash flow. That's the great thing about First Family Mortgage on the South Parkway there in Huntsville. Conrad Thompson and the folks do a superb job, and it's a checkup you need. It's like an oil change or anything else is how I relate the mortgage industry. If you haven't checked on it lately, check and see what needs to be done with yours. If nothing, great. All it did was cost you a few minutes. It's free, no problem. Perhaps you could free up tons of monthly cash flow or save tens of thousands of dollars over the life of your loan. So it's worth checking. Sometimes the rates are so ridiculous right now. Sometimes, and I mean ridiculously low, you can do both. Give them a call. First Family Mortgage are the folks to do it. 425-0105 and 1FMC.com. Check out the folks at First Family Mortgage. Open till 9 o'clock tonight. Check it out. All right. Another hour to go. Jake Locker next hour, if you missed it, will be on this program. Titans quarterback. More Anthony Grant. More reaction from the Final 48 and previewing Alabama-Auburn. We got a long way to go, folks. Hang on.
WUMP Madison, W280BA Madison, a Cumulus station, Sports Radio 730, The Ump, and 103.9 FM. Colin Cowherd lives here, weekdays 9 to noon.
ESPN Radio's.